Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 261. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 261. God is my refuge and security. I will identify with what I think is refuge and security. I will behold myself where I perceive my strength and think I live within the citadel where I am safe and cannot be attacked. Let me today seek not security in danger, nor attempt to find my peace in murderous attack. I live in God. In Him I find my refuge and my strength. In Him is my identity. In Him is everlasting peace, and only there will I remember who I really am. Let me not seek for idols. I would come, my Father, home to you today. I choose to be as you created me, and find the Son whom you created as myself. God is my refuge and security. As I contemplate this lesson, I stop on the line. Let me not today seek security in danger, nor attempt to find peace in murderous attack. And I ask for an example of that. And I see that if I think I can find safety in a dwelling, in a house, it's because I think there is danger outside of the house. And so seeking for safety within the danger isn't really safety. If danger exists, then there can be no peace around the idea of safety. You can never feel really safe. And the part about nor attempt to find peace in murderous attack. An example, if someone is in the space of danger in the world, and if I am in my dwelling where I am trying to find safety, and someone tries to get into my house to break through the walls of my safety, and I attack them to try to restore my safety, to find peace again. In that whole situation, there never was a chance for peace, for safety. The premise that peace is possible within a world of danger is impossible. As long as the belief of danger is in the mind, there is no safety, no peace. Yet this lesson says, I don't live in a world of danger. I live in God. And in living in God, knowing the truth of who I am, that is where I find my safety and peace, my strength, where my refuge is. He is my citadel. Not this world of danger and this house I've built within it, this body. I live in God, and in that there is everlasting peace and safety. The other day I was hiking, I was on the way back to the trailhead from having been to the top of a waterfall, and I noticed I was tired and my left knee was hurting. And I was watching the tiredness and the pain. And I was identifying with the pain, believing I was in pain. And I saw some fear thoughts about the pain, like how long it would last, and was I damaging it further by walking on it? My citadel, my body, was now in jeopardy. It wasn't safe and was being attacked. But the thought came up, who is it that is feeling the pain? And there wasn't an answer, but a knowing that the tiredness and the pain, it wasn't me. A knowing that my citadel doesn't lie in my body. My safety doesn't lie in the body. And when that knowing came into the mind, the body got lighter. There was no tiredness and no pain in the knee. And then the knowing was to let the feet intuitively find their footing instead of engaging the mind. And so once I had switched my identity from the little self to the identity of my true self, I was simply carried back peacefully, allowing love. I was in the citadel of God, the only place where safety and peace can be found. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, take me into your arms today, reminding me constantly of my true identity, that my safety lies in your arms and nowhere else. My strength and my peace come only from remembering you are my creator, my father, my source, my citadel. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet our minds. And we search our minds for things in the world we believe make us safe. Then with each one we find, we affirm that God is our safety, not the things of the world. Only in our true identity does our safety lie. And after searching the mind, we sink deeply into our true identity. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in honestly recognizing God is our refuge and security. Namaste.